on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Tracy Rodden and Lauren Stewart with Feed New Mexico Kids in studio. Jim Williams with you today. You might be expecting the elegant voice of Steve Ryman, but he's on vacation, well-deserved vacation. So I hope Steve's having a fun time. Hi, Lauren and Tracy.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, you guys are working really hard, about to end the school year. Tracy, I'm going to start with you. For some perspective, give us some of the data. Like, I don't even know how many kids are in the Albuquerque Public Schools, for example.
Well, we know that one in three children in the Albuquerque Public Schools goes hungry on the weekend. So that's a food insecure child who doesn't know where their next meal is going to come from.
Yeah. And I think on your website, there's the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, and that kind of gives some criteria for deciding whether a child is homeless. Yeah. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're on the street. They could be couch surfing or whatever.
Right.
But did I see there was over 3,500 kids that they know of that fit that criteria?
Yeah, that they know of. So you have a lot of kids that aren't, I don't want to use the incorrect word, but tracked, undocumented, not at, recognized as unhoused because they either have nobody to fill out the information for them. They're being raised by an elderly grandparent. A lot of the unhoused youth, let's just start with teens, right? Because high schoolers, middle to high schoolers are the ones that have, they're at the highest risk of having of couch surfing and really of doing what they have to do to get food. Let's just be honest about that, right?
Sure.
And so they don't want to put the spotlight on themselves, so they won't say anything.
Talk to us about what it's like to be food insecure, Tracy. You actually have firsthand experience with that.
Yeah, I was food insecure. Gosh, the earliest I can remember is probably five. And then it kind of tapered off as I got older, but still being raised by a single parent that was distracted much of the time. It was kind of like, well, figure it out. You know, you're 16, you can figure it out. So being food insecure, I mean, just think of it as kind of like as you are now. I'm guessing there's a lot of adults listening. You know, you have that hangry feeling, you know, you're hungry, and you have this ability to go through a drive-thru or go to your house and just open the refrigerator or open the cupboard and make something. Just remember that as a young child, we're not able to make food. We don't know how to ask for help. Sometimes even when I was young, I thought that's the way it was. I didn't really know any different. And so I just want to give a really fast shout out to everybody at Calvary that puts food in the bins here. You know, there's only specific food we can pack. A lot of people are donating rice and beans. And just remember, these are children that don't have access to stoves or microwaves and ovens. So we are really, really asking for food that is on the bin. It's a specific shelf-stable food. The rice, beans, and those things probably need to go to a different type of food program.
We do need to mention, though, that people donate that stuff. It doesn't go to waste.
It does not go to waste.
You make sure there's other feeding operations that get that food, so that food is going.
Yes. It just won't go in a snack pack. It won't feed the food insecure kids on the weekend.
Yeah. And I think that in a minute we're going to talk about continue with food insecurity. I want to talk about the roles APS plays. They're doing a good job.
Yes.
And not just APS, but other school districts. Yes. They're doing a good job to feed kids, but they're not open on the weekends.
Right.
And before we talk about that, though, I want you to introduce Lauren. She's
been
involved with the ministry for a long time, but now she's part of the team.
So Lauren Stewart comes from us, from Believer Center. And how many years were you involved with Feed New Mexico Kids there?
3 years.
Three years, yeah. So, they call it Believer Center Youth, but I mean, they're grown adults.
Yeah.
You know, and they have the program there. And I'll just kind of let her explain why she loves Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah. So we started out as a church partner 3 years ago. That was the first thing that we got involved with. Javi Bates is our pastor there, and he got us connected. And it was just something small that we thought was something small that we could manage. Young adults, teaching them how to pack a bag, put it in a box, and take it to a school that's in need. And it really showed us the practicality of what we were doing, you know, the magnitude, seeing the food there, hearing the stats, those kinds of things. And so I work at Believer Center as the children's director. And so I just have always had a huge heart for kids. And I know that's my calling on my life. And being the hands and feet, that's where it starts right there, is to those who are in more need than me. And so just my heart for that exploded, and our youth really took off. And at one point in time, we had two schools that we were packing for and distributing to. And so it's been really cool to just be on the other side of Feed New Mexico Kids, experiencing the firsthand fruit of that, seeing the faces, you know.
Lauren, I'm one of those people. I've been around a long time. You're a very young person. First of all, I always think about when I see a young person doing amazing things in ministry, I think about Paul's conversations with Timothy. Timothy, Paul actually used the words, don't despise your youth. In other words, go for it, man. The Holy Spirit's on you. Go do it. Tracy said, oh, well, these are young adults. But how old do you have to be to really be impactful with this community? Could very, like, 12, 14, 15-year-olds do a great job?
Absolutely. We had a group come in from a charter school the last couple weeks of our packing, and it was 65 fifth graders that packed bags. They packed 1,200 bags, brought in food donations from class, learned all about food insecurity, and wanted to be a help to those in their community that were their peers. And so that's just incredible. You know, imagine if every fifth grade class that was a blessing to do that. We wouldn't even need a warehouse. We wouldn't need anything. They take care of all of it, right? And so I totally wholeheartedly believe that.
I want to ask you, Tracy, off of what Lauren just said, is this problem of food insecurity and hunger something that we can solve, or is it too big?
Well, in our human brains, we want to say it's too big, right? I mean, honestly, as the executive director in my third year, I can get overwhelmed about it, but I know that I get overwhelmed and feeling that it's too big when I think it's all about what I can do personally. But I have seen the Lord step in and do things that, honestly, I mean, Jim, you're on the board, and I often, you know, our CFO will say, what's in the bank account? And I'll tell him, and I'll say, I don't know how that happens. Like, the Lord just makes it happen, right? And so if we're striving and stressing, we know that we're doing it in our own spirit. If we are trusting the Lord and just doing that thing He's asked us to do, I think that it is solvable. And then what happens is it's a domino effect, a snowball effect. Other people, for example, Lauren, you know, she saw the effect of Feed New Mexico Kids and everybody kind of stepping in. And I'm just going to go back for a second and explain that her group at Believer Center, they don't just do food. They ended up cleaning the school.
Oh, yeah.
Doing weed cleanup, like pressure washing at the school. So it's not just Feed New Mexico Kids. They did above and beyond.
Okay. So part of why we want to have this conversation is because we want more churches involved.
Yep.
But the first thing that a lot of church leaders will go is, well, where is that four spiritual laws tracked in each bag or this or that? And what we try to explain is, look, we're being the hands and feet. We're meeting the physical needs of people. So I'm going to ask Lauren, and you're a perfect example of this. Is your church developing reputation among people that may not be believers on a secular campus to where you have an opportunity to share your faith?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, many times. Many, many times.
And in addition to that, I know we have a lot of churches that are involved. So I want to talk to you guys. Tracy, how does a church, if they're listening now, it could be a women's group.
Right.
It could be the men's group. It could be the lead pastor. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
How do you get involved with Feed New Mexico Kids?
So if you can contact us at feednmkids.org, leave us an email, or you can call us at 505-252-4255. 4341 will get you involved. What we'll do is we'll come and explain who we are. We have a beautiful documentary that explains everything. And then we'll come and train you and teach you and get you started. But I will say that even though in the snack packs, we do not have the Four Spiritual Laws track in every snack pack. That is a public school mandate. And here's two things I say about that, because I answer this question on a weekly basis. First, we are giving something to a child, just like you said about what Lauren's group is doing, and not asking anything in return. Remember, these are children who are likely being asked to give something when somebody gives them food. I won't even go into detail about that. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
They're being taken advantage of.
They're being taken advantage of. The second thing is, just remember, if we try to force that we put the gospel in every snack pack and the school allows it in order for us to give them food, they have to allow every kind of gospel in the snack pack.
Yeah.
Do we want that?
Yeah, no.
Or do we want the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit's going to do? And often our drivers that deliver food will explain who we are and what we do, and or the church's drivers will explain that. And many, many schools have come to the churches. Like, what church is giving our school food? Oh, it's Church ABC. I'm going to that church.
Right.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yep.
Well, and when we come back from this break, and Tracy, I've told you a million times, I don't like when I have you on for a half an hour, maybe an hour, but that's what we had available, and I thought it was important. We hadn't had John for a couple of months, so I wanted to talk. I wanted to meet Lauren. I'm hoping today that church leaders will listen and go, look, this is an opportunity for developing relationships, but it's also meeting an amazing need.
Yeah.
So when we come back, Tracy, I'm going to ask you to first talk about a five-year-old. That doesn't have any food, how are they going to take a test on Monday morning?
Yeah.
And contrast that with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we'll be talking with Lauren Stewart and Tracy Rodden. They're part of Feed New Mexico Kids, a nonprofit ministry. You can find out more at feednmkids.org or call 505-252-4341. We'll be back.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Most of us don't think about the fact that during the week, we have three squares. On the weekends, we don't have any problem getting food. But a lot of young people, pre-K all the way up through high school seniors, and obviously people after high school too, but most people, Tracy, are being fed. Like, let's use APS as an example. Mm-hmm. You feel like APS is doing a pretty good job of providing food for kids during the week.
Well, every school in New Mexico, a child has access to free breakfast and lunch.
Okay. But, I mean, we don't think about Christmas break, summer break coming up.
A three-day weekend coming up.
A three-day weekend. They don't have food. And so Feed New Mexico Kids is filling that gap.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about, let's go a little bit farther with the church example, because we'd really like for churches to get involved. It's a great way to have relationships in community. Lauren, what schools are you guys feeding at Believer Center? Oh, yeah. McCollum. Okay.
McCollum Elementary.
Is that pretty close to the church?
Yeah, it's within 5 minutes from us. And so we even go in and just hang out with the counselor. She's so sweet. And so we'll just go in and pop in, say, hey, bring her some coffee. And it's great. We have great relationship with that school because of Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah, and it's what a great opportunity for ministry. So let's talk about, we always have a habit of talking about Albuquerque. I want to talk about Santa Fe. How about Blaze Church up there is one of three churches that's working with Feed New Mexico Kids. How did they get involved?
Yeah, well, you connected us with Blaze Church, and you and I, we went and did kind of like an impromptu explanation of who Feed New Mexico Kids is. And I feel like...
But then I left you on by yourself to talk to the church.
Yes. And I feel like halfway through that conversation, they really caught the vision. You could kind of see their eyes like catch it and understand it. And they were ready to go. And they invited me back to be interviewed on the church stage by the two head pastors. And I really felt like they were concerned And which is, this is the number one concern pastors have about starting a Feed New Mexico Kids program at their church. You know, the pastors don't need one more thing to do, right? They're thinking, this is going to fall on my shoulders. I'm going to have to do it. And I said, no, let's just have a conversation. Let's ask the congregation who wants to be involved in this. And, you know, the truth is, Jim, food insecurity isn't a brand new thing, and it's not just New Mexico, right? It's a world issue. So if you have had this since the beginning of time, you have adults who grew up food insecure. And so when I speak at a church or when I go on a question and answer panel and I say, we're looking for five people who are interested in heading this program, we'll teach you and train you and we'll walk you through it. Those people, the Holy Spirit is already touching their heart, encouraging them. 40 people stepped forward at Blaze Church to head the program. And one of them was somebody that said, I can help you get funding to help this thing move forward. And that ended up sparking another church and another church and a church, not a church, but Glorietta Camp. Somebody from Glorietta Camp was there, which is a nonprofit Christian organization that has young youth come out and adults, and they teach the
gospel. We just interviewed McKinsey on the radio about their camp.
Excellent. I'm so excited. And so that now a Pecos school where children are get off the bus in Pecos from a school and walk to a tent with a dirt floor to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. They're getting weekend food.
Wow.
And that's how the Lord works. And if we keep limiting him and saying, how are we going to do this? We can't do it. It's overwhelming. Then the Lord is going to say, okay.
What would you do if 10 churches in Albuquerque got involved? 10 more.
Gosh, well, the need is there. Every school year, we have a wait list of funds because we don't have enough funding. I mean, I would need $500,000, but the Lord doesn't give me $500,000, even though the Lord has it.
Yeah.
He makes sure that we cast the net as wide as we possibly can to include as many different people as we possibly can from all walks of life to help us eat this bear one bite at a time, the bear being food insecurity, right? And so we kind of reach out and we reach out. And the next thing you know, each church that gets involved is working in their community, just like Lauren's church at Believer Center. 10 churches could take on 10 schools and we wouldn't have a wait list. We wouldn't have teachers emailing saying, please, 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 we have five kids, $5 a snack pack a week. That's a Starbucks coffee.
Mm. Yeah. Now, So $5 a week for a snack pack, and you mentioned $500,000 to feed all the kids that have need.
Right.
So there's a lot of kids that have need.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm thinking 10 more churches in Albuquerque. There's already some great ones.
Right.
I know Believer Center's doing a bunch of stuff at an elementary school at McCollum. I think that's amazing.
Five kids. A church could take on five kids a week.
But think about—
20 kids a month.
Think about Las Cruces.
Yep.
If five churches got involved there.
Silver City.
Yep. Five churches of Silver City. Five churches. And I'm just throwing out a number. Yep. Maybe it's 10. What if we just decided as a community, as a state of people in faith in Christ, that we are just not going to allow hunger to happen anymore? Would that be financially such a burden that we couldn't do it?
Well, if we do it in our own strength, it is. If we rely on the Lord, it's not. And he makes a way, but he wants us to partner with him to do it. And I'm just going to remind people that are listening, again, these are young children who are hungry. They have no hope. And they're going to grow up to be adults in our community. I don't know anybody in New Mexico that doesn't think we can improve our community.
Yeah.
Let's start with our children. That's
well,
the future.
One of the statistics I have here is that we lead the country per capita in children that are hungry.
And that's our choice. We are allowing it.
And that's why I asked the question earlier, can we choose not to, why don't we have the least number of children hungry in our state?
Right.
Because I don't personally think in the Lord that would be that big a fine. You already mentioned $5 a snack pack.
Right.
Trying to keep kids with food over the weekends. And by the way, there's lots of great food providers. You know, there's the food banks, different things. But they're accomplishing something a little bit different. You're trying to make sure that that five-year-old that can't cook a meal.
Or drive a car.
Or drive a car.
Right.
Or you know, go to the grocery store,
right,
has something to eat.
Right. And that gives them hope.
Yeah.
And they could take the test on Monday and they can focus in school and they're not getting
what happens suspended. To a 5-year-old that has a quiz when they go to school Monday and they've not eaten all weekend?
Well, I'll tell you the stats. Kids that are food insecure are 2 times more likely to be suspended, 3 times more likely to skip school, 5 times more likely to commit suicide.
That's devastating.
And our young children from as early as age 11 on up are more likely, if they're food insecure, to trade sex for food than their peers that are food secure. So it's not a hot topic anymore because it's kind of faded with politics. Years ago, sex trafficking was this huge topic and every politician was on the bandwagon. I promise you, it still exists, if not more.
Yeah.
Right. And so we let our kids become prey to predators. A young teen on the street within 72 hours will be prey to a predator of That's any great. Kind because they have nowhere to go. They've been abandoned by their family, and we need to take care of that.
Tracy, I know that the ministry does some other things. Like I know at, at some time you've given snack packs to police officers
yeah.
to hand out to people.
Yeah.
And the snack, tell us about the snack pack again. It's food, it's belly fillers. Mm-hmm. You're doing the best you can to right. do something economically, but to provide something that will sustain young people.
So economically, that's a really good point to make. I answer this question a lot as well. At the Feed New Mexico Kids Warehouse, we feed over 1,200 kids a week. And so just at our location, at our 14 other locations, you know, they're feeding 1,000 kids at Legacy. They're feeding 500 kids here and there. And, you know, right, because we're eating the bear, like I said, a piece at a time. But the food that's in the snack pack has been designed the way it is because it's shelf stable. It's as high in protein content as we can get it. You know, I would love to put a Quest cookie in a snack pack that has 20 grams of protein, but a child's kidneys can't take that much protein in one sitting. So this is food the kids will eat and that will stay fresh.
Amazing. Feed New Mexico Kids is a ministry supplying kids with food for their weekends. You can help Feed New Mexico Kids by reaching out through feednmkids.org or by calling 505-252-4341. Lauren, what a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you
Looking
so much.
Forward to visiting yes. with you. And Tracy, thanks
Thank
for
you,
joining
Jim.
Us. Appreciate you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.